The parade of summer blockbusters continues this week with the most eagerly awaited sequel of the year. Spider-Man 2 will be swinging onto thousands of screens on Wednesday. And NPR's Bob Mondello thinks audiences will again be caught in a web of thrills and romance.
Okay, here's what the kids come for, and by that I mean the kid in all of us.
Where is she? Oh, she'll be just fine. Let's talk.
High above the streets of Manhattan, hanging from a clock tower, Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man is battling Alfred Molina's Dr. Octopus, a scientist with the usual four limbs and, courtesy of an experiment gone wrong, four extra metal arms that appear to have a criminal mind of their own. Special effects are enough to keep the adrenaline pumping, but while the computer-generated Spider-Man's ability to swoop, swing, and shoot webs out of his wrists is fun, it's not really the reason audiences root for the character. They like Peter Parker, the conflicted college student behind the spandex. Peter accepts the responsibility of being a crime-fighting hero, but his double life is taking a toll. He's failing his courses, can't hang on to a pizza delivery job, and worst of all, to keep his identity secret, he has to deny the huge crush he has on his beloved Mary Jane, played again by Kirsten Dunst, and she is not making that easy.
Kiss me.
Kiss you.
I need to know something.
What's unique about the Spider-Man films is how smoothly director Sam Raimi can segue between emotional moments that actually work, like this one, and action sequences. Here, the couple's lips almost meet, but then Peter's spider sense starts tingling. Behind him, you see a car flying sideways, flipping over in slow motion as it hurtles toward the camera. When it crashes through the plate glass window, Peter pulls Mary Jane to the floor, saving both their lives as the car misses their heads by a fraction of an inch. And then, before the dust even has time to settle from what is essentially realistic action, we're plunged back into comic book territory as Doc Ock strides in on metal tentacles.
Peter Parker.
What do you want?
I want you to find your friend, Spider-Man. Tell him to meet me at the West Side Tower at 3 o'clock.
I don't know where he is.
Find him, or I'll peel the flesh off her bones.
If you're over 15, this action figure stuff won't really be the interesting part. Marvel Comics heroes have always distinguished themselves from the Superman types by having inner conflicts, and they're highlighted here. Where the previous Spider-Man movie was scripted by the guy who wrote Jurassic Park and Mission Impossible, this installment was written by the guy who wrote Ordinary People. And it's fair to say he has upped the psycho ante a bit. Spidey has developed performance anxiety that, how to say this, keeps him from squirting spider juice from his wrists at plot climaxes. And there are father-son conflicts, foster-father's foster-son issues, and uncle-nephew guilt trips enough to keep him in therapy for years. The poor guy's a mess. But as in the first Spider-Man, that just makes him endearing and makes the next thrill, which is invariably right around the corner, a little more thrilling. I'm Bob Mondello.